do something on the board, but I can't. So just bear with me. Some very, very tough loose ends right now in the sugyas. Again, I'd like to move weiter, but just to quickly rehash the yesoidus before we move weiter. Rashi begins the sugya. The sugya discusses that if you build three walls prior to the fourth wall around another individual, the fields are set up that there's one guy in the middle, there's another guy on the outside, on the outskirts, and he builds a wall. What's not clear, and for those that are coming in right now, what's not clear is we do not know where the walls are. Are the walls between the fields, or are the walls on the outside of the fields? That is what is a major nekuda and a machlekes amongst the Rishonim, and how to interpret this sugya. But the reason why the Rishonim debate this is not really so much triggered by our sugya, but it's more based on a sugya, a fundamental sugya in Baba Kama. The sugya in Baba Kama, a fascinating sugya, discusses different type of chiyuvim. And as I said in the Beis Medrash this morning, the situation in Baba Kama is not a classic mazik. It's not a classic damager. You're talking about a guy who's staying in a guy's apartment. The apartment is going to stay intact, right? It's not going to be like, you know, the way yeshiva guys deal with an apartment. You know, it's going to get back. It'll be fresh. It'll be fine. But you're being goyrim a potential hefsid if that chatzer is kaima la'agra that I could have rented out for someone else. And you were potentially benefiting from the fact that you were what? Not having to pay for to stay somewhere else. So that's the discussion. Is it zeh nenev, is it chaser? So that would obviously be chayim. Is it zeh nenev, is it loy chaser? That's the suffix of the Gemara Baba Kama. Do you have to pay in such a situation? If it's zeh loy nenev, I would never have paid rent elsewhere. I'm a guy who just, you know, like Bluestein did, like when he goes away, right? He finds guys to stay with. I don't rent. That's a yesod. I was the same way. I don't do that. If there's a way for me to avoid paying money, that's what I do. I like, all right, the matzah won't be so great. It won't be such a great, fine, but we'll make do. You know, so like, that, no, Bluestein told me that after she is, he's like, I'm a zeloy nene. That's what it is. That's who I am. So like, you know, we go to Eretz Yisrael, whatever. You guys, should I go to Eretz Yisrael over the break? Should I not? Where are you going to stay? I don't know. I'll figure it out. A guy like that, I don't know, I'll figure it out. That's a zeloy nene. He's not a gavra David Olamegar. He's not. Right? These are things that replace it. You guys all know these people. You guys all know these people that don't only stay in your apartment in Hanukkah. Okay? They stay there for like, you know, for Jonah Rechnitz, right? I stayed in there, right? I graduated. Well, I didn't want to pay the, you know, tuition and pay the... he had two beds in his room. I stayed there for like 6 months. You know, like that's just like... I was a gavra, the Levi de Lamega. Please don't tell YU about that. Whatever. That's, you know, like that's... fine. They weren't renting it out to anyone. Jonah was allowed his own room. Fine, good. That's the case. Was it mutter? Was it aser? I don't know. Now maybe I have a charata. Okay, that's what we have to talk about when we learn the sugya of kofen on midas tum. Fine. So Rabbi Isai, the Gemara brings a raya from our sugya. So zok the Gemara. What do you mean? A makif is chaver mishalosh ruchos. V'hukof harevius, and there was somehow a way that the fourth wall got put up. I, in the next sugya, we're going to get to what happened, who put up that wall, not relevant for now. I don't want to complicate things. So once he puts up the fourth wall, he's chayiv. Why? It's like the Gemara. Isn't it zen nen nev zolei chas, and you see it's chayiv? Right? So frek the Rishonim, what do you mean it's zen nen nev zolei chas? Where is this wall? So Rashi says the wall is in between, is on the inside. It's in between our fields, right? So Zakta Ola Rishonim, what do you mean? Then I'm doing it because of you. Then there is Chisaron over here, right? Good. So Mamela, that's what causes the Rishonim to try to work on Rashi, to defend Rashi, and other Rishonim to totally, absolutely reject Rashi. And ultimately, even those that are like the Ramban that defend Rashi, they don't even think that it works. Even if you could have a posit a solution in Svara of how there could be a middle fence and it could still be considered loy chaser, But ultimately, in the words of the Gemara, it doesn't work out with the Lashon of the Maskana that it's not a case of Leichaser. Why? Because of Ad Garmi Li Akefi Yisera. What do you mean Ad Garmi Li Akefi Yisera? You caused me to have additional wool. You caused me to have a wool in the first place. I would have never had an inner wool over here if it wasn't for you. Ad Garmi Li Hekif, not Ad Garmi Li Hekif Yisera. So that's why the Rishonim, the Ramban, including the Tosfos, at the end of the day, reject the pshat of an inner wall. And therefore they say it must be talking about an outer wall that's protecting from the Rishus HaRabim. What's Hekefi Yisera? Because my outer wall didn't have to be so long if it wasn't for me encompassing you on the inside. That's the pshat of the Tosfos and the Ramban. And the pshat in the Rashi that we spoke about in the last few days was perhaps even an inner wall and two pshatim, either according to the Nachlas David, that suggestion is even within Hezek Ria, and it would be four amas tall, even if it's a Bika Shaloi Nagu, there's still Zenene. Or, according to the Ramban's Pshat solution in Rashi at the end of the day, no, it's an inner wall, but it's also an inner wall for protection. The inner wall that's protecting from the outside that the animals don't come in. And Memelo, according to the Nachlas David, that would only be Tentvach. Yesterday I ended Shir. How does Rashi get out of the kasha of Ad Garmentli Akef Yisera? What do you mean? Ad Garmentli Kola Hekif. You are the reason why I'm putting up that inner wall. I would have never put up an inner wall if it wasn't for you. You're not adding more wall. You're adding a whole wall. The Lashon of the Gemara is not glad. Zok de Rajba, right? That's what we close Shir with. No, you could read Ad Garmeli Akef Yisera to mean something else. You caused me to have what? An additional wall. What does that mean? It means I'm a big gvir. I have a lot of things to protect over here. Okay? Obviously, the assumption of the Gemara is that the outer guy, what? Has protection. He has ADT. Right? Now I put an additional wall? That was because of you. That wasn't because of me. That's Zenene v'zechoser. Maskona sagamora. Right? Hekefi Yisera means not more yardage on the outer wall, like Tosis and the Ramban are saying l'maskona. Hekefi Yisera means an additional wall. Shut. That was, in a nutshell, all the different shittas. Now again, how the Ramban defends Rashi, how that all works out, that's what we spoke about. And still, I think Moshe brought up some good ha'aris at the end of the shir, that there's still a weakness in the Ramban that needs hesber. But maybe we, in the future sugyas, we'll try to come back to that. But I want to move right there. But I want to point out one ha'ara that Julian and Ethan showed me that I thought was a bomb kasha. Yesterday in Shir, and I don't want to spend time on this, but yesterday I said a shtickle that the Ramban suggested in Das Rashi that the reason why this is considered Loi Chaser, even though the whole reason I'm putting an inner wall is because of this other guy, so how do you say with a straight face that that's a Loi Chaser? So the Ramban, maybe you misunderstood what Loi Chaser is. Loi Chaser means I have to totally respond to you and only you. But if I'm doing anything, Chaser means I have to respond to you and only you. But if I'm doing something for my own motive, for my own self, to now, what? To set myself up in a way that I don't have any Hezek Ria coming in my direction, that's considered Loi Chaser. That's what the Ramban originally suggested to defend Rashi, how the Havamina of the Gemara should work. Good? So then I asked yesterday, so why didn't Tosfos have that suggestion? So I said, Ashtukal Taira. And I said, look at the Nachlas David over here. And if you ma'ayin in the Sugya Baba Kama, there's a fundamental yesoid that comes out of the Rishonim over there, perhaps, of what the Mechayev is in a case of Zen Nenev Zeh Chosin. Again, you're not a damager. You're not a mazik. You're not coming in with an axe and you're not damaging and knocking down the place. So why are you Chayev to pay in a case where you're Nen? Where you're a Gavra Da'avida Lameger? You would have paid rent. You would have, if you would have went elsewhere, you would have paid. So what's the reason? Is it because of the Hana or is it because of the Chisar? Is the Chisar just a tnai to kick in the Hana? Or is no, once you're nenes, and now I have to pay the chisaron. Nafkamina, the Rishonim discuss, what happens if the Dmei Hanah is more expensive than the Dmei Chisaron? Do you have to pay for the chisaron? Do you have to pay for the Hanah? Good. But there, I quoted a Machloikis Rishonim. There's one case in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai, that was not discussed. Zeh loy nene v'zeh chaser. Is that chayev or potter? So Tosis holds it's potter, and I suggested that perhaps Tosis is coming from the shita of what? That the ikar mechayev is the hanah, and if that's not existent, so therefore you're not going to be chayev. And the Rif and other Rishonim hold what? That it's chayev. So maybe they're the other camp, that it's the chisaron is the mechayev. Frek the Pnei Yeshua, Julian and Ethan showed me in Baba Kama, and he asked a bomb kasha that we all should ask. If there's a shita out there that says, listen carefully, guys. If there's a shita out there that says, ze loy nenev ze chaser chayev, so why aren't you chayev on the first three wolves? If there's a shita out there that holds that ze loy nenev ze chaser is chayev, then why are you only chayev on the fourth wall? What in the world is going on with Baba Basra? Yep. Bomb kasha. I don't even care to get into the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. That kasha is like just, that just blew up our whole sugya. Judy, you have a teretz?
I mean, if we're saying it's a makum, it's not knowing to build the wall, we could say that it doesn't actually get any benefit until he closes off all four, then she and Brad out.
I don't care about benefit. It's chaser.
But it's a makum shlo, that's not knowing, so the other guy just, he did it by himself. But he, like what the Ramban said, he wanted to do it and he did it himself.
So like the who said?
Ramban.
Thank you.
That he wanted to build the wall, so he did it. So we say that he got a benefit from this. We don't call that a chisaron.
Oh. So meaning he's saying that what?
He was a chisaron to himself. The guy had no benefit from building the three walls. It was, he just did it, stam, and so therefore he's only chayev on all four once he has a real hanah. There's no hanah if it's not.
There's no hanah. I don't care about there's no hanah.
There's no hanah in the first place.
There's no chisaron either.
If the question is chisaron on him, he did it for no reason.
Right, right. Good. Excellent. So l'chayra, not every chisaron is a chisaron. If you just start spending money, right, and there was no chiyuv whatsoever, and you just built it, so then what? So then there's no chiyuv. Even though you spent the money and there was a chisar, right? That's the chayra what you have to say.
What's the
answer?
What?
It's the Ramban Shitasa. Yeah.
Why?
If the Ramban holds that Zeh lo nenev zeh chaser is chayiv.
Oh.
No, sorry, other way around.
The Ramban holds that the machayiv is chisaron and it has to be an absolute chisaron.
And it would make sense why by our mission will be putter.
It wouldn't make it. He's answering. It's not Lishi Tussle.
So just like the Ramban holds it.
I mean, the other Rishonim are even more Gishmak, right? Yeah, that's not a Lishi Tussle. You're just saying he gave a Yishuv. It's not Chisar.
And the
Ramban's
one holds it.
No. That's not a Lishi Tussle. That means I have a Teretz even according to the Ramban.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, right? You have what I'm saying? That's not a Lishi Tussle. I can answer the Kasha, right? I had a kasha. He answered the kasha. He didn't say a var. Right? A var. A shtickle tire.
We see where the Ramban
goes. Everybody say, you know Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel used to get up when he used to give shir klali. His style was to make l'shitosim even in Amuroyim. Abai is with Rav and Rav is a unique style. But that's a shtickle tire. Okay, fine. I just wanted to share that. That include, yeah.
The three walls isn't anything considered kasha, maybe. He didn't complete anything.
Maisi, he spent money.
But you didn't complete an act. Like, you're in the middle of doing something.
He's still losing.
Right, I think you're saying the same thing. It's an insignificant non-choshev, chisar.
And he was trying to blame it on the other, the guy, there was just nothing there.
Right, but if there was a Hezek Ria element, and it was a Mokum Shenagu, then it would be Avad HaChaser. Then, since Rashi neutralized that, Rashi says, no, this is Mokum Shaloi Nagu. There is no Hezek Ria, right? Now I'm building it, so then what? Yeah, but you have to, there has to be some sort of reason that you're doing it. Yeah. Good. So now, Rabbi, I want to go weiter. Again, what Rashi Shita is at the end of the day, the purpose of this wall is still unclear. The Nachlas David, you have the other Rishonim, Shein Beregel. It's not clear what the Mahalach in Rashi is, the different Shatim. All you know in Rashi is that it's not a straight up case of Makom Shenagu. Let's get it. The Gemara tells us on the Avdalim and Aleph in Baba Basra. Okay? And anyone who wasn't here, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm giving this background for those guys who were not here for the beginning of Baba Basra. The Gemara tells us that a Stam Bika is not a place that we're Machayev and we obligate a wall. If you opt in, that's a totally different story. Rashi says the situation over here was what? Was a wall that was not, that was a Bika that they didn't opt in, and therefore, that's why it's not clear cut that you'd be Chayev L'Chayrev. And that there would be what? Hana and Chisaron to take care of that obligation, right? Everyone with me, Rabbi Yisai? Because if it's a Malkum Shenagu, that's L'Chayra, what Rashi is coming to tell us. If it's a Malkum Shenagu, even if it's a Bika, then what? That's an entire game changer. Even that being said, Rabbi Yisai, who disagrees with that? The Balamor. The what?
Balamor.
Rabbi Yisai, there's two Nakudas over here. We've been discussing a lot about which fence. Where is the fence? Is the fence on the outside? Is the fence on the inside? And then we were discussing, even on the fence of the inside, within Rashi, what's the purpose of the fence? Is it protection? Or is it has a Gria element, even if it's a Makom Shelo? Comes along the Balamor, and he's similar, and we're very, very, very close to Rashi's presentation. If I would have a marker and I would present where the wall is, it's up to Balamor. It's about the inner wall, but the Balamor is not at all in the camp of Rashi in terms of the setup of the sugi. Zaktamar Balamor, Hamakav is Chavir Mishal Shukos of the God, Perish. Everyone chap that? Right there, the first line. He just dropped Rashi. Even though he's with Rashi for which wall it is, it's the Mechitza Apnimi, it's the inner wall between the fields. The reason why there's a wall over here, Rabbi Yisai, is because of something totally different, that the setup of the sugya is that it is a Makom Shenagu. And there's a chiv. And what's that chiv, Rabbi Yisai? L'chayra? Has a kriya. V'kamash melom amas nisin. Rabbi Yisai, what should bother all of us right now? So it's chaser. Why don't I have to pay what? For the first three walls. What in the world is the Balamor talking about? Yeah, what's happening? Good. Yeah, Kolaymar. Shaloye Porus Arabim. The Mishnah is coming to teach us Shaim Machaivinos Oligdor Beno Vin Chavero Achi Shomer Me Arba Ruchosov. Kolomer Shaloye Porus Lushus Arabim. Masha Inkin Bechotzer Shemachaivinos of the whole Indian Livnois Koisel Beemza. The bika is different than a chotzer. I don't care about the fact that it's open to the rishus harabim. I asked the Balamor himself. But I'm saying it's a Makom Shenagu Ligdor, so shouldn't there be a Chiyuv Al Tezek Riyah? You're telling me there's no security tzarech. You're neutralizing the security pshat of the Rishonim from yesterday. But once it's Makom Shenagu, Tezek Riyah! There's another Mechayim! Nachlas David! Right? Why the Balamor have to go to that Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Because what? What Gemara was the Balamor quoting there? This is only a kasha for the guys who were here from the beginning of the year. Daf what? Bezim and Bez. What's that Gemara? That Gemara is by Gina. And the Gemara by Gina that you don't have a raya that Hezek riyash may Hezek because what? Also lo adam ayin hara, right? That's why. Why is he quoting that? Because he's handling bika. So he needs that Gemara that there's still an inyan of Hezek riyah even in a non chotzer dika matzav. One second. Afilu hachim mishum rishus harabim lo ichbas lu kulei hai she'en derech bnei adam she'is akva rishus harabim v'yistaklu besod chaverim. So what is he saying? And even though what? It's also for people to look in. For the Rishus HaRabim, he doesn't care. Because people aren't going to do it. What about each other? What about each other? Yeah, each other in a Hanami. He doesn't deal with it, right? So he says like this, everybody. So this is fascinating. V'ilu mitchila. And if what? We were starting anew. A brand new relationship. We're setting up this bika from the get-go. Tavu ligdor imo. If you would have come and tied it to me, let's do this project. Let's build this wall. Chuli alam amolid demechayvin. You're right. Then what? Says the Baal Amor. The Mishnah wouldn't have what the din what it says. Then I would have to pay for wall 1, 2, and 3. You know what pshat in our Mishnah is? It's like the Baal Amor, a massive chiddush. Rabbi say. Shan the Baal Amor is really, yeah, it's Makom Shenogu. I'm Chayiv, pay up. But you never came to me. You never came to me, you did it on your own. Since the Makiv did it on his own, until he's totally surrounded. And then the Gemara gets into the machlekes tanoim about how much you have to pay. So says the Baal Amor, what? It's makom shenog. It's classic hezekriah. We signed an agreement. We said we do not want to be governed by the regular dinim of a bika that you don't need a wall. We want private bikas. We don't want hezekriah bikas. So why in the world are you not chayif? Even the first wall, the second wall, the third wall. Why does the chayif only kick in one? It's the fourth wall. It's like the Baal Amor, because you never asked me.
Why should I kick in
that? You never asked me. And if it's just al tzezek riya, makom shenagu, if you never asked me, then I'm not chayif to pay. Anyone understand what this Baal Amor is talking about?
He's just adding words. He's
not adding words. He's explaining. He's a rishon that's being mafarish the case, just like every other rishon mafarish the case.
Yeah, but he added on to the case.
Why?
No one came up to him. That he just built, and then he was.
You're saying it never says that?
Yeah.
I mean, the Gemara says that the Makif built it, right? We only have a discussion in the Gemara about who built the fourth wall. The Gemara always assumed that the Makif built it. You're saying you're right. It's not clear from the Gemara whether they had a conversation.
Yeah.
But the assumption of the Gemara is that this guy's going to Beis Din and he's trying to collect, right? So that means he right now said, listen, I did this whole construction project. So yeah, I'm saying back to you, okay, you should have discussed it with me first. Now that you did it, and you did it, and you built it already, I don't have a chiyuv. Why don't you have a chiyuv? Why don't you have a chiyuv? I don't understand. If I build something that we're both mechuyuv, and I do it on our behalf, so I'm your shliach. There's a chiyuv that's kicked in. You're indebted to me. Just like you would have had to pay at the beginning, so now you have to pay now. What b'chlal is the Baal Amor saying? How in the world could the Baal Amor say that this is a place where there's a chiyuv al tzezek riyah? If there's a chiyuv al tzezek riyah, it's a chiyuv on both of us. What's pshat in this Gemara? According to the Baal Amor. Baal Amor is a pillar, everybody said. Yeah, Asher.
The lesson of the Mishnah kind of seems like it's saying what the Baal Amor is saying.
Because
it says Rishonah that Hashem is as a shlishis.
What do you mean? Why?
It sounds like the case is a case where the Makiv Reuven built the first three by himself.
How do you see that? How do you see that? How do you see that? From what do you see that in the lesson? Why? What's the problem?
I have to say, the Geder has a Rishonah Why does it have to mention that he...
This is true according to everyone. Everyone holds that he's potter until he builds the fourth. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah.
So it's exactly what we're saying.
No, everyone agrees to that. Until he builds the fourth, he's not chayav.
So what's the question? What's your question
about
the Gemara that you're saying?
Why isn't he chayav?
That's the din of the Mishnah. The Mishnah's like, what's the...
I don't like that interpretation of the Mishnah. That makes no sense to me. I like the other Rishonim. It's not the din of the Mishnah. I think he's wrong. Makes absolutely no sense. If I take care of an obligation of yours for you, you got to pay me up. This is There's nothing to talk about. You got to pay. This is crazy. Adds the Ramban Akash and the Mohammed. And how do you fit this into Baba Kama? How do you fit this into Baba Kama? This is Zenenev Zelo Chaser? Why? Why is this Zenenev Zelo Chaser? You're Machaser. You're the reason. You're the Siba. Just like the Rishonim attacked yesterday, right? But just Rashi was less schwer, because Rashi at least said what? No, it's not classic Hezekiah. Why? Because Makam Shalai Nagu, right? So that's what we had to figure out. Okay, so then what's the Nene? That was the discussion yesterday in the Rishonim, right? But according to the Baal Mor, if it's a real McCoy, if it's a classic agreement that we have Hezekiah over here, so then what? How could the Gemara have even posit that this is a sugya of Zen and of Zelo Chaser? The Havamina of the Gemara Baba Kama makes no sense, according to the Baal Mor setup. And then the Ramban throws in, right? Everyone knows the Machamis is the one attacking the Baal Mor. So it shouldn't surprise you that the Ramban and the Machamis also says what? And also, I don't understand what? I don't understand how you're calling this Ad Garmis Li Hakefi Yisera. Because even Dalmei Hacha, the pshat of the Baal Maor, of whether or not it's a Hezekria Dika wall, or it's a Shane Beregel Dika wall, the Nachlas Davids Chakira, Dalmei Hacha, Ad Garmis Li Hekif, the Kasha of Tosis, the Kasha of the Ramban, the reason ultimately that the Ramban drops who? Rashi, even though he has defenses for Shitas Rashi. Ultimately, at the bottom line, why does the Ramban drop Rashi? Because what? Because it doesn't fit with the lashon of the maskana of the Gemara Baba Kama. It's not ad garmi li yakav zera. You caused me to have an additional. You caused me to have extra wall. It's you caused me to have wall. Which the defense for the Baal Mor on that kasha will be what? Rabbi Yisai?
The Rashba.
That says what? Rabbi Yisai, speak it out. The wall on the outside. Additional wall doesn't necessarily mean wall yardage. Additional wall means you have an additional wall. There's not only an outer wall, there's also an inner wall. Right? At Garmin Leah Kevisera. By the way, you should all realize, it's because of that Rashba, that's understanding At Garmin Leah Kevisera, that the presumption of the Gemara was that there's an outer wall, right? That caused Rashi to, that Nachlas David thinks, that caused Rashi to say that we're talking about the inner wall over here. Rashi's whole assumption is over here is that it must be that there's an inner wall also because there probably was an outer wall for the outer guy. That was the assumption coming into the Gemara.
Rashi said that in Baba Kama.
He says that Beferish Baba Kama.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So Rabbi Yisai, the Ramban pretty much destroys the Baal Mor. And the Ramban says, I'm your shliach. You're being nene, you're being chaser, you're being machaser me. We both have these chiyuvim. I just don't understand. We're walking out of Bezdin and you're just telling me, tough luck, noogies, sorry, you didn't talk to me. What do I have to talk to you for? What in the world did I have to ask you for? This is a chiyah that's upon us. We agreed. We're a bika, b'makom shenagu. There's hezekria. How are you getting out of this? How are you slipping away? How are you slipping away from this chiyah? Yeah, Ben.
In the Baal Mor. When we just said the Baal Mor also has a problem with the Kefi Yisera, and then we would answer that also with the Rashba.
Yeah.
Can't the Baal Mor not even answer that question with the Rashba?
Why?
Because the Baal Mor holds that there's no point of that wall separating between the
right.
Sarab.
I hear. That's a good aura. It's a good aura. His whole Hechrich, Ben saying a good point. His whole Hechrich, Zot the Baal Mor, is why am I saying it's the inner fence? Because Bikas don't care about the Rosh Hashanah. So the whole yisoy that I just said, Ben saying, is false. Because I said to you, what? No, Rashi said it's the inner fence because Mestama, there was an outer fence for the outer guy. But the Baal Mor built you a shtickle Torah saying that I don't need outer fences. It's a great har. You're right.
And he also adds that it could be that there's just four fields around.
No, but he's trying to say that you don't need that. I don't care. Dal me'ach l'rishis ra'am. I don't care about the rishis ra'am.
No, then, but we're saying if there's four, if the guy bought four fields around the person, then there's no rishis ra'am in there.
Well, the outer wall will be on the outer side of the fields.
Outside
right?
The four fields.
By the rishis ra'am.
Maybe he has no rishis ra'am.
But he's clearly not bothered by that. He doesn't care about Shana Regal. No, the Baal Mor never addressed it.
If
that would be the case, so then the Baal Mor should, then the Baal Mor's hechrich is gone.
Really?
If the Baal Mor cared about Shane Varegel, so then why does he say, oh, people don't really check from the Rishon? I don't care. That's Hezekriah, but what about Shane Varegel? You should ask that kash on the Baal Mor. Whatever it is, the Baal Mor wasn't bothered by that. I don't know. That's a concern the Rishonim had, and for some reason the Baal Mor doesn't even address that. Apparently he's not concerned of Shane Varegel coming in.
Doesn't the Rambam plug Shane Varegel into the Baal Mor though?
No. It's within the Baal, within his kashas, he said, what are you going to tell me this? The Baal Mor himself was never discussing it. You're saying
the Rabban suggests,
and what out my kasha of Chosser Venena, maybe you're going to tell me all the woe was from this. Baal Mor himself, he never suggests Shane Varego, right? Because then his whole Hechrich, he could have said, oh, that's why I need an outer wall.
He could say the Chosser is not related to Shane Varego, but the Hanak could be related to Shane Varego.
That's the way the Ramban suggested him. In the Baal Mor himself, he doesn't really say that. Right?
Right, but to solve this problem, he can say...
Okay, you're right.
What's the
Baal Mor? I don't know.
What's the Adman thing?
Unless you say, like, what Adman's saying. That, really, the Baal Mor could... I really don't want to confuse things right now. But unless you're going to say, like, the Ramban throws in his suggestions, in Toymar, the Ramban in the Muhammad says what? That the Hano is because of what? Is because of Shane Varego. So you do need an inner wall for that, for protection, right? The Mela what? And then if that's the case, so Adman's pointing out, so then you could say the assumption is that there's an outer wall. I don't think you could really say that because Ben's point is still correct. The you have to realize, the Baal Mor says, how do I know I'm talking about an inner wall? Because there's no purpose of an outer wall. So that's what Ben's saying. So once he says that, there's no working pshat. Even if you say that the Hana is because of Shane Varego, still only one wall. It's a bomb kasha. How are you going to deal with Hakefi Yisrael? Which the Ramban is the reason the Ramban also rejects the Baal Mor Rabbi Yisrael. That he doesn't work with the terminology of the Gemara, Hakefi Yisrael, the Maskon of the Gemara Baba Kama. Rabbi Yisrael, anyone, all we're doing over here is we're just plugging in a Gemara Baba Kama to a Gemara Baba Basra. It's a little confusing because there's Havaminas, there's Maskanos, and there are different shitas about where the fences are, but it's once you just map it out, all we're doing over here is just plugging in. And we're just pointing out all the chisrenis in every pshat. That's the sugya. But here I'm really bothered. Because even if you have kashas, you have different terutzim, different mahalchim, different chakiris, to explain the vantage points of the different rishonim, that's one mahalch. But the L'chaira, this Melchames, makes absolutely great sense, and the Baal Mor makes absolutely no sense. How can you say, tough knocks? You have to pay the bill right now. What did I say, tough knocks? How can you say that? Why are you putting the bill on me? Why, because I didn't come to you originally? What is this, pre-1A? Well, I have to ask you permission? What's pshat in the Baal Mor, Rabbi Yisrael? That's the reason why the Melchamah says it makes absolutely no sense. And ultimately, the Melchamah says you have to stick with my pshat that I developed already in my chidushim in the Ramban on our daf. And therefore, it's an outer wall. It's a totally different pshat. And the outer wall is serving a different purpose. And therefore, it works beautifully with garment liyakefi yisera, like the Tosis, and no inner walls whatsoever. And this pshat is utterly ridiculous. And Hezekri is off the table. So everybody say, what's Pshat the Baal Mor? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokes from here? Yeah.
This might have been answered. I'm just a little confused.
Me too.
Baal Mor says that the answer, is, or not the answer, but that the founder guy comes and says that
no, I'm not giving it to you because you didn't ask me, then I think this was already, we're saying that, how does that make sense with one that we're saying Zenenev is a low chaser, because that would definitely be a chasar.
Right.
And also about the Kafa Yisera, that's...
Right, and also, just like, where's the... Right, I mean, this might be included in what you said originally, but like, there's a chiyuv over here. Like, how did you get out of your chiyuv? Like, because I didn't come to you first, right? Imagine, right? If there's a chiyuv, Bezdin's mechayev you. Like, how did you get out of that? You didn't ask me, so what? But there's a debt. There's a chov. Yeah. Wait, Joseph, right?
Yeah, Joseph. We're suggesting that the chiyuv is coming from Hezekiah, right?
Yeah.
So is it possible to suggest that Bamor is saying that this Hezekiah is not like a typical case of Hezekiah, but more of like an Ayin Harish Hezekiah that we're more makel about.
Still, even if it's Ayin Harish, even if you're right, like it's coming from the Gemara Daf Beis and it's not classic, at the end of the day, we agreed that we're going to govern ourselves with those rules. So once you agree to that, Ratzu, in a Bika, so how are you getting out of that? So we decided that we're going to not be Hamish in our Bikas. We're going to have privacy in our Bikas. So that's something that we decided. So Mimela, there has to be a Chiv to pay up. No?
Can we say maybe that by the Makif, building the first three is kind of mochel, like the Einhar on himself, and then like we're a little...
So you're right. The Baal HaMor is saying that the fact that you didn't come to me and you built the first three, so maybe there was a Mechila or whatever, but Lamaisa, once we agreed, there was no Mechila. Meaning once it's Mokum Shenagu, so then this is like classic Chatzeris.
If it's Loch Batleis.
Right?
I mean, but the fact that you didn't...
I didn't come to you because I assumed that it was a Dover Pasha that you'd pay. This is a Bika B'Mokum Shenagu. What do I have to come to you first?
If people don't care about it, so then I didn't...
People do care about it. We made a Kenyan, and there's a Minig here. But you're not saying the right of Matthias.
But the Balmor is saying they don't care about it.
No, the Balmor is talking about Hezek versus the Rabban, don't give me outer walls, Shane for regular the Gazachim. Don't talk to me about security. This is not Woodsburg. We don't have to put walls around our community. We're fine. Talk to Balamore. Right? Is there a wall there? Right?
No,
there's not. Where's there a wall? This is not a... This is not...
Boca Grove.
No, Boca doesn't have a wall.
Boca Grove does. Boca Grove does.
Hollywood has a wall?
Yeah, it's Hollywood.
No, this is not Rabbi Gibber's shul in Boca Raton. You like that, Evan? I got you. I know it's not your side. I know. I know. It's what's his name that what's his name moved there now?
Moshe.
Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro, right. Exactly. Right. Right. Moshe Bach lives there? I didn't know that. He's on the other side? Wow. He's mamish flying high in the mirror. I just spoke to him. Psst. It's engaged. Hashem. You saw him in Israel?
Yeah,
Mamiel. Whose shir is he now in the mirror?
I think he's giving a shir.
Stat, which shir and why you send most boys to the mirror? Okay, whatever, get back to this. Yeah, bye. Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? You understand? You have what I'm saying?
But I thought we said it's not for Shane Marino. I thought we said it's for Hezekiah.
You just flipped on me. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what the Baal HaMor is saying.
That's for Hezekiah.
Don't tell me it's for Shane Marino because I don't care about that.
Right.
But I care about Hezekiah.
But then we said people don't care about it.
No, that's the outside. We're talking about two walls. I'm
saying so the
outside.
Okay, so then why can't we say the inside also then?
Stand up.
The outer wall nobody cares about. This is the inner wall that the guy built, and now the inner guy is saying, you never asked me, and so now I'm not.
So I'm saying let's extend it to inside between the two of them.
No, but yeah, there's a chiyuv of the town. They accepted upon themselves.
But apparently there's a chiyuv for the outside also.
Well, there isn't.
No. We said there's a chiyuv, it's just no one cares.
No, sorry. If I
like, posted the example of the
Patzer. Ooh, what?
The Baal HaMor posted from the example of Patzer, where in Patzer there's just one wall.
Baal HaMor.
Posed from the example of Patzer.
Posed from the example.
Like, posed, like, as in, like, takes, like, you know, considers from the example of Patzer, where it's only one wall, right? I'm saying, like, maybe in a Bika, because the, you know, the one, two, or three walls maybe don't fully cover every angle that you can see from one, you know, from the Nikaf's, like, area to the Makif's area, maybe because of that, there's no Hezekiah for the first three walls.
I mean, that's adding a lot to what the Baal HaMor, I mean, you're saying it's a Metzius, that it's not really resolving the Hezekiah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is. Because three walls.
Yeah, I think that, I think if the Baal HaMor would be holding that, he should say that. Yeah.
The way that the Mishnah says is like the Makif built one wall, then afterwards built another, then afterwards another.
Yeah.
So I can see the Baal Mor saying that the
Ritva, the Ritva has that kasha, right? Why didn't you just say he built three walls together?
He built the three walls, and then afterwards he went to the guy and said, let's make this like a Hezekiah thing. And then he went to Basin and wanted the Nikaf to pay retroactively for the wall. I mean, he built the walls before they agreed to go and play the Hezekiah.
No, that can't be. Then it's not Ratzu. First of all, they don't it's not up to them. It's Mokum Shinagu. There's a minigam makom. No, it's a makom shenagu. You could decide to back out, but you have to do that. Okay, so the stomach is the yerchayim. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, there's something really fundamental going on here. Rabbi Yisai, what?
What's Hezekiah according to Baal Mor?
I don't know. Zok the Baal Mor.
I know what you're asking.
You know what he's asking? David's asking a Geshmak Akasha. David's saying, tell me if I'm right. He's saying, Yesh Lachkor, what is Hezekiah? Yesh Lachkor, what is Hezekiah? David's asking, does Chazaka work? Cheskas Gimel Shana work on Hezekiah? David's asking, does Mechila work on Hezekiah? David's asking, Chever, you understand what David's asking? Good. But I don't even know if I have to go there. I think David's Mahalik would potentially work. But let's go back for a second, Rabbi Yisai. Let's go back, and I apologize, Rabbi Yisai, I just can't avoid it. Rabbi Baruch Ber is sending me, and he's doing this to me. Rabbi Baruch Ber says he thinks the Nekudas HaMachloikis between the Melchamas and the Baal Mor is so yesoidistic and is the crux and the sheer hakadoma, not of the Rabbi Baruch Ber. Who asked me today if the Rabbi Baruch Ber was from the... Not of the Rabbi Baruch Ber, but it was actually our first shear, this Sugya, Rabbi Yisai. You build a wall, Rabbi Yisai. Everyone learns Baba Vasa, Da Bez, and the Bez, and says, oh, what's the reason you're building a wall? Why are you forced to build a wall? Because what? Hezek Ria, Shmei Hezek. Because you can't have open properties. You can't be peeking into people's properties. This is a problem. Right? That was the Pashup shot in the Gemara. Everyone runs like that. And there's a din of Hezekiah. Really? So why did the tour have to bring down the din of Hashutfin that they have to build a mechitza in a separate se'if in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufnun Zayin after he already taught me the din of Hezekiah Shmei Hezek? Anyone remember such a kasha?
The Prisha.
Thank you very much. Why does the tour bring down a separate set of halachas that by a chotzer ashutvin, you have to build a wall? Of course I have to build a wall. Hezek Riyash Behezek, you already told me that in Simen Kufnun, whatever. I don't even remember where it was. Anyone remember this kasha? The Prisha.
Amazing. I love how you do that with an innocent face.
Hevra. That is Taka Fella. Hevra. I brought up a shaila in the beginning of the year, the first rush, and the Rabbi Baruch Ber quotes this rush. Rabbi Yisai, bear with me for those of you that missed this, that weren't there for the beginning of the year. We brought up a shaila. This chiyuv of a mechitza, is that lend itself to mechila? Is that something that a person can be meichel? Is that a din in mominis? Or is it a chiyuv on the gavra like tefillin? It's a chiyuv, it's an isser for me to have a matzav that's going to have Hezekiah. Or is it a stupid mum? So after Bisser Zalman, Rabbi Yisai, the perek starts as perek hashutvin. Said Rav Zolti in Mishnas Yaivitz, the reason the perek's called hashutvin is that the Chiyuv Mechitza is not a direct outcome over here of what? Of classic Hezek Re'iyah of the Isser V'Heter Dikadin. Even if you understand Hezek Re'iyah as Isser V'Heter. So I don't want to go down, I don't have to go down that route. I could say something better. That even if you assume that in general the Isser of Hezek Re'iyah is an Isser Dika Halacha, it's a mitzvah. It's not a shibud. It's not a din mominis. Ayin Shom, what David was pointing out. But by chotzer, by ashutvin, there's a chiyuv mominus for us to take care of the area. And that's something that lends itself to mechila. And that's something that just because the Torah brought down the din, the Isser Lahazik Beriyah, that you shouldn't peek into my property, that it's also for you to be nosy in my business. That's not necessarily going to cover what I have to teach you about what you have to do as shutfin in our property together. That's a shibud mamon. That's a monetary obligation. That's what the Ramban held. Zokter of Bar Haber. The Mela Zokter Ramban. I don't care how many times I did things on my own. I don't care. You got to pay up. You got to pay it. Zenenev Zechoser. You're Mechuyev. This is Mokhim Shinogu. This is like Ashutvin. This is a Din Mominis. Who cares whether we spoke to each other or not? You're Mechuyev Bezdin to collect Bal Karchoch. Zokter Baruch Be'er, perhaps the Baal Mor, said no. It's not true. That whole Shtikl Torah, that whole Din Mominis, that whole rush about Mechila, it's not true. That's not the nature of the wall. The whole Shtikl Torah I don't buy into. There's a din of Hezekiah that we apply to the Bikkur. And you should be makbin on it. And you have a din, Nisr Veheter, to make sure to set yourself up as a chiv, just like you have a chiv to put on tefillin. But if I don't do that, if you didn't come to me and you built the wall on your own, what kind of tani do you have on me? Yeah, I'll have to deal with this when it comes to Yom Kippur. You set up the structure on your own, fine. So we were supposed to do it. But that's not a shibud moment. That's not a chiv. So mamela, it comes out. Unless you can say that now I'm an enis. There's no chaser. There's no shibud moment. You can't assume like the lashon of the Mechamis or Boisai, ana shlichusa didei ka'ovid. In money? No. There's a chiyuv that's mutal on us for us to be masalik, the hezek riyah. But if one guy took care of it, he can't be teveya mi and bezdin, a shibud mamon. Perhaps, says the Baruch Be'er, perhaps the Baal Amor is shedding light onto the entire mesechta about what the nature of the chiyuv mechitza. And the Ramban is saying, no, you're learning perek hashutfin. Yes, it's true, the Gemara brought up the shaila of hezek riyah. And that's why the Pashta sounds like the Baal Amor, that what? That Hezek Riyah is the rationale for building a wall, even in a chotzer, and any shutfis situation is just a regular outgrowth of the din of Osir Lahazik Beriyah, of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek, and therefore Makom Shenogu is going to be what? A function of Isir Lahazik Beriyah, but comes along the Ramban and says, no, like we said Bishaito. Yes, it's true the Gemara gets into the machlokes of Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek or Hezek Riyah Lav Shmei Hezek. But not necessarily to say that the chiddush of our Mishnah or the chiyah for us to build walls is just to remove the isser of Hezek Riyah. It's much more than that. It's once there was a concept of usser, lahazik, the Hezek Riyah, now Chazal formulated that there's a chiyuv and shibud moment for you now to build that wall and build that structure. So it was grounded and founded based on the yisoid of Hezek Riyah. But it wasn't that was the whole vart, that was it. Once there's it's only if you understand Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek that you can get to such a conclusion. But it's not just solely based on Hezek Riyah Shmei Hezek. And there's a shibud moment over here. And there's a chiyuv. And there's an extra seif in Shulchan Aruch that has to teach you a new din, like Rav Zsolti pointed out. In Simon Kufnun Zion, in addition to the classic halacha of Asr Lahazik. So Rabbi Isai, it comes out that the Baal Amor does have a pshat. But it just might be a new yesoid in what the chiyuv of mechitzas by these partners are in general. And it sheds light onto many of the chakiras and the discussions that we had from the beginning of the year on whether or not this halacha of mechitzas is just the regular classic din of iser behezek re'iyah, and therefore that's a chiv on the gavra, but it's not a muta, it's not a chiv of muta moment, and if you taka took care of it, you can't mun me, you can't be toivea me, you can't collect from me. Masha'enken, according to the Ramban, no, he learned this as an order. Yes, it's true. It's the premise is that it's usr to be mazik your chavero and hezek re'iyah shmei hezek, but now that charged, Chazal, Zokter Baruch Ber, to now put a Shibud Mammon on these Shutfin, that now they have to resolve that. And if you didn't pay it, even if I didn't come up to you, Avada, Anashlichusa Dideka of it. And you have to now, you can now be Nitba and Bezdin, I could be Toivea you, and you have a debt that you're going to have to repay. That was the Shita of the Malchamas, Rabbi Yisai. So Rabbi Yisai, we weren't even sure what sugya we were learning. We weren't even sure this wall, how large does this wall have to be? Nachlas David, is it 4 amas high? Is it 10 tfachim high? What's the purpose of the wall? What's the reason? Right? Hezekriah, not Hezekriah, 2 pshatim. Even in Rashi, we weren't even sure what pshat in Rashi is because Rashi neutralized by saying that it's a bika and it's a makam shaloi nagu. But once you learn the startling Balamor that doesn't accept that premise, and the Balamor sets up the sugi entirely differently. Yes, it's an inner wall, but it's an inner wall with a makam shenagu. If it's an inner wall with a makam shenagu, frek the Ramban, so then why wouldn't you be chayav? How could the Gemara ever posit in Baba Kama to say, Zenenev Zelo Chaser, you're avad the chayav moment. There's nothing to talk about. I'm taking care of your chayuvim. You oisvarf, how can you not pay me? So if the Ramban avad, you would have to pay me. Therefore, the Ramban has to say, oh, it must be a totally different wall. It must be for protection. It must be on the outside. Ad garmeli akepi yaseir. It's an external wall. And now it's just yardage, like Tosfos Baba Kama says. But Taka, what's behind the Balamor? Zokter Baruch Ber, no. The whole premise of the Balamor and the Ramban is coming from the Yisoid of the Masechta. Rabbi Yisai, Rav Baruch Ber is telling us that first Mishnah that you learned above Avasra, the Yisoid of the Masechta of what is the purpose of this wall, is this classic Hezekriah, or is this more than Hezekriah? Rav Baruch Ber says, comes out of the next Mishnah. And it's based off of the Machlekes, the Balamor, and the Ramban, in Baba Basra, on the Abdallah and Beis. Everything in Torah, Rabbi Yisai, every sugya, every guy in the shir, every year, is a Tosef, is Moisef Ahaylech. I see it right now, Rabbi Yisai. Even in the shir alone, in today's shir, you have guys who are just ripping it up, who in the beginning they were just struggling. You hear a Chakira, we went through the sugya, the Mishas Yaivit to the beginning, a few diukim, we didn't really know what it was all about, Rabbi Yisai. Now things become, whoa, a real binyan. Now I realize that first sugya, that first chakira, that first yisoid, is now what? A hezber in Pasha Pshat in a Mishnah on the Abdallah of a base. What in the world is as geshmak as this? So emistic. It's moisif ha'oilach, taka like Beis Hillel says. Every sugya, every experience in Torah, your mamish growing. It's building on top of each other. And that's why Rabbi Yisai, you're crazy if you miss a sugya. You're crazy if you miss a shir. I'm not talking about not coming. Not listening. You crazy? Forget it. Not because you're from. Just because you're never going to follow. Says Rabbi Baruch Ber, you got to learn the Messiah. What's the parak called? It's called Ashutvin. That's the Yisoid of the Ramban. They're all saying, all the Rosh Hashivas are saying the same Shnikel Torah. But now we're being Masbir. Push up Shai Rishonim over here. What's the Hezber in the sugya? This is Torah. That's what it's about. Everything came from Moshe Rabbeinu, came, and then a Hemshech. And we're building on. We're building Viter. We're building a Binyan Viter. We're building the Yesodis. That's Geshmak, to be a part of that. To now put, look back, put into perspective. Oh, it's not like, oh, ding, that sounds familiar. No, that's Pshat! We didn't understand how relevant that pshat was, Rabbi Yisai. Now we understand the relevance. And Amir Tzashem, it'll be in all of your lives, Rabbi Yisai. A binyan for the future. Okay. Can you turn the recording off? This is definitely the right, not the right.